Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex show. Sorry, I
that's what we do when Joe has to find whatever sound clip he wants to use, but he didn't have it ready, so he just stalls.
And now intermission.
Well, hey, nothing wrong with dancing right here. I just want to have a good time. No, I'm actually getting a few things ready right now. Alex, talk about whatever till I'm ready.
Well, I have a headache, and I really would love some ibuprofen, but nobody seems to have any.
I think there's drugs upstairs.
I don't want to go up there. I'm too lazy. Part of my New Year's resolution was not to be more active.
To be less active.
One of my resolutions was to, like, be nice to you and not to be rude, but also not, like, when you ask for help, like, can you help me?
Excuse me.
That you're helpful for.
What?
To not help you with it.
That, like, is such crap.
I want to make you grow and be, like, a stronger, more independent woman.
Whatever.
So, like, I care about you.
Yeah, you could ask Liv the pill girl.
Yeah, she's got the pills. She's your plug. She'll hook you up.
I don't mean Adderall.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, now we know what she's got. So if you need anything, though, DM us, Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. Liv will check and get back to you. All right, let's get into it. The Name 5 and 10 game here on the Joe and Alex Show, hooking you up with passes to Museum by Moonlight.
My favorite event of the year.
Hey, my mom's name is this lady's name. It's Melissa.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you an adult?
I am an adult.
All right.
All right. You realize these are not for children. These are adult tickets, right?
Yes.
Okay, right. Good.
Melissa, are you Joe's mom?
No.
All right.
Would you like to be?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm just looking for somebody to make me a meal every now and then. Love my wife, but I'd like to switch up the
She
cooking.
Wants to win the ticket. She's not here for the jokes.
Well, if we're going to do anything, hey,
I like the jokes.
Listen, we got to go over the rules, so just listen.
Learn your rules. You better learn your rules. If you don't, you'll be eaten in your sleep.
All right. So the rules are quite simple. You're going to have, and everybody else listening on hold, 317-239-1009. You have a chance to play if Melissa can't do this. You're going to have 10 seconds to name five things in whatever category we give you. When the buzzer goes off, that's when your time's up. So, for example, Alex, name me five teams in the NFL playoffs.
Oh,
right now.
God. In the playoffs? I don't freaking know. Not the Colts. I know that.
Not the Colts.
Alabama. They won last night. I don't know. No, that was horrible.
Alex would have lost right there. No, Alabama, yes, they did win the national championship, but that's college football.
See, I don't even know things.
All right, cool.
I don't know the sports things.
You got the idea, Melissa?
I do.
All right, cool. Here we go. We're going to give you 10 seconds to name five things you'd find in a museum. Go.
Art, paintings, sculpture, people, alarm.
That was good.
Yes.
Wow.
Y'all just confer? Yes, we are going to give that to Melissa. Congratulations.
Yay, thank you so much.
Good job thinking out of the box. Alarm and people. I definitely wouldn't have even thought that.
I know. But those...
I'm actually an art teacher, so.
Shut up.
Oh, wow. Be honest here. Because I remember in fifth grade, I did the most god-awful, like watercolor painting or something. Whatever we did, it ended up transferring onto a magnet that went on a fridge. And my teacher gave me a D on it.
Oh, man.
I know.
That's
like
brutal.
I got a D in middle school art.
Yeah, so as an art teacher, like, obviously you see kids, you're like, wow, they have really bad penmanship or no artistic ability.
I have no artistic ability.
Do you flunk them out? Or, I mean, are you like, oh, I'll give them a C?
I give them a C. I can't fail in art class. As long as they're trying and putting in the effort, they're going to do okay.
Do kids, because I would do stupid stuff like this, I draw boobs and other stuff. Do kids ever, like, in art class, like, draw, like, boobs or wieners, just inappropriate things? You're like, all right, well, that's nice.
Yeah, I catch some stuff on the tables and rulers a lot.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, we got quite the little artist over here, don't we? Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, awesome, Melissa. Well, hey, thanks for teaching kids. That's really important, and art's important, too. So thank you so much. Hang on
thank
the line.
Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. We're going to be there getting crazy. I know we're looking forward to going there, so hopefully we'll get to see you there, too. So hang on the line. If you want to be like Melissa, too, well, don't worry. We got you hooked up all the rest of this week around this time with those Museum by Moonlight plans, so you can go check it out at the Children's Museum. Oh, wait. Damn it, my button didn't work. Can somebody hit my button for me right here?
Coming up on the Joe and Alex Show.
All right, check this out. She's been seeing him for over a month. Things seem promising, and then bam, it's over. Just like that, like Emeril Lagasse. Bam! It's over.
Okay. We didn't need that dramatic interpretation.
I think we did, though. I think we did. Alex has talked about it with us before about her new boy, Cody, but it looks like there wasn't necessarily a happy ending. When you hear why, we'll have you scratching your head like, okay. She's going to tell us the whole story next on The Joe and Alex Show.